Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show.
and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Good morning, guys, and welcome to the show. Your call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. It's really a nice day today in, you know, in the city, in Atlanta. And, you know, I'm talking about, you know, the clouds moved on from the rain last night. Now the sun's peeking out. It's going to be a nice day. It is, really. I mean, when I get off the show, I'm going to fry me some fish for lunch and, you know, and along with some okra, and fry me some okra and have me some cornbread. That's what I'm going to do for lunch. That's what I'm going to do for lunch. Fry me some fish and okra and make me some cornbread. That's good stuff, right? But it's a nice day out, so I'm going to use the outdoors. I'm going to make this day. I'm going to use this day to get outdoors, okay? I love to do that. And anyone who knows me knows that I love to do that, okay? But welcome to the show, guys. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax and accounting needs, call a certified public accounting firm of CPA. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, I see a lot of people joining the show right now. Welcome to the show, 818-301-5834. Those who are listening online, you guys can call in and give your opinion on today's episode as well. Today's episode is, how do you perceive visible tattoos? How, you know, if you're a woman, how do you perceive visible tattoos on a man? Okay? And if you're a man, how do you perceive visible tattoos on a woman? Okay? How do you perceive it? I want to know. Call into the show, 818-301-5834. And when you call in, if you want to be on the air, the phone screen let you know that you need to press number one, and you can talk to me, okay? And we'll be bumping back and forth. Because, you know, when you call into the show, guys, it's just like you're talking to me over cell phone. It's just like you call me on my cell phone like we're friends. That's what's cool about this. So I'd like for you guys to call into the show and give me your opinion, you know. You don't have to agree with everything that I say. You know, of course, we all not going to agree on everything, okay? So call into the show. Let me know how you feel. 818-301-5834. Now, how do you perceive visible tattoos on a woman? And I asked this question and got some, you know, some different answers, of course. But the most common answer is negative. Okay? And, you know, personally, I think that tattoos have gotten a bad rap over the years. Tattoos are associated with, like when we were coming up, back in my younger days, maybe in my 20s, even the late, we perceived visible tattoos. We only saw that on, like, bikers or people that had come home from the service. You know what I'm saying? They had gone into the Army and served there 4 years or however long they stayed. Or even if they were gone and came, you know, they came home on occasion. Then they came back one time and they had a tattoo. So these Army guys and Navy guys, all these kind of guys, they had tattoos when we were coming up. And then you have bikers, people that, you know, they want to be perceived as tough guys. Don't mess with me, you know. So those are the people that wore tattoos, okay, bikers and people that had gone into the Army. And then, you know, people come out of prison with tattoos, you know. They put these different markings on them, you know, different tattoos on them to, you know, to kind of show who they are, where they been. Y'all with me? You know, certain things on the hand let people know that, people that know, let them know that, hey, you've been down before. Okay? So tattoos are been getting, like I said, a bad rep because it's not the tattoo. It's just the tattoo on the person. Y'all with me? And we, you know, you can go in somewhere and look at the tattoo on the wall, picture of it up somewhere, and you say, I want that. Y'all with me? So it's not the tattoo. It's once you put the tattoo on that person, you know, that almost changes that person. Changes them into the hard, you know, motorcycle type. And I keep saying motorcycle type because, like I said, when I was growing up, you know, those are the people who had tattoos. All right, but now you're getting into the younger generation now, not my generation, but the younger generation now, everybody's getting tattoos. You know, and it's not saying that you're hard and you this and that, because a lot of, you know, a lot of people that have tattoos are soft as teddy bears. That's not what they're trying to, I guess, get you to perceive them as, okay? You know, you got tattoos all over sports. All these guys got tattoos, you know? But, as you know, as far as women go, from a guy's point of view, I think that these visible tattoos on women kind of make them, you know, of course, different. But you think of them differently. You know? You think of them differently. And I don't really know how to say it. You know? But when you see these tattoos, you know, they're kind of promiscuous or maybe they're kind of, you know, easy or promote, you know, push themselves that away as wild. You know what I'm saying? And you knew wild people when you were growing up. And that's sometimes, you know, they do this and they have, you know, all these piercings and stuff like this on them. I think that's a part of their thing as well, you know. And then they have them everywhere where people can see them. They want them, they want them to be seen, all right? They put them all the way up their arm. I guess they call them sleeves or something like that, a sleeve tattoo. It's the whole arm. And then in the summertime, you walk around with cut off shirts on, you know, showing your tattoos. That's cool, right? You know what I'm saying? That's cool. And I'm not against that. If that's what you want to do, hey, that's what you do. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. How do you perceive visible tattoos on men and on women? Now, I can't tell you from a woman's point of view, but all I can say is, you know, is what I think and what I've heard. Okay? After talking to, you know, a woman. All right? You know, they perceive men that wear tattoos, visible tattoos, and show them as the kind of thug type or real hard, rugged, on the edge, you know. I'd do anything, you know. I don't know what they call them. It seems like they call guys like guys. I'm not talking about a thug, but I'm talking about I don't know. I'll think of it later. But that's how some women think of men who wear visible, who have visible tattoos. And I believe that it'll be a lot different if you had none visible tattoos, and you know, I don't mean no tattoos. I'm just saying, you know, when you have on a shirt, pants, you can't see your tattoos. Okay, short sleeve shirt, you can't see your tattoos. You don't have them up and down your arm, all over your hand. Okay, so. You might have something on your back, on your chest, on your stomach, you know, maybe even on your butt, something like that. You know, women have them up at the top of their butt, right there at the lower back on the waist, right? And they call that something. I don't know if I'm saying it right or whatever. Don't hold me to this. But some people call them tramp stamps, right, that are on the back of these women. And I know, before you guys send me a lot of emails and this and that, I know that that's not all the women who put these tattoos right above their, you know, their butt or on their lower back. That's not your thing, right? Just like, you know, everyone that has an arm sleeve, sleeve tattoo, is not real hard like a biker type want to fight all the time or something. Y'all with me? So you know, that's a tough thing. But I think that you'd be able to, get a great girl. I think some girls shy away from guys that wear tattoos, you know, that have tattoos visible. Now, if your tattoo is hidden, then, hey, you can lay your game down on any girl you want. And she wouldn't know until you take your shirt off, and then she may see a tattoo then. But, hey, it's too late then. You know what I'm saying? It's too late then. You know, you're in the house. You know, you right there where you want to be. And, you know, she might not see it then either because all the lights might be off. Y'all with me? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. She may not see it then because all the lights are out, right? And the things happen. You know what I'm saying? And it happened, and And then now the light comes on, I'm putting on my shirt. Ah, oh, you got a tattoo. Yeah. You know, she may be offended by that tattoo. That tattoo may be something that offends her. But guess what? It may be too late right there, because if you have a tattoo on that offends her, but now you guys have gone on dates and stuff, and now y'all, you know, slept together. You know, unless she isn't at the point where she want to be, she probably don't care about that tattoo. You know, it may offend her, but hey, it's all right. You know, it's on his back. Ain't nobody gonna see. He had his shirt on all the time. Ain't nobody gonna see him with his shirt off, you know, till we go to the beach or something. Then I don't care who see it then, but, you know, we hit it off. So I don't care about the tattoo. Hey, I don't know how I get into this stuff. That's why I love my show. Because I run 200 different directions. But I always want to hear from you guys. And people tell me all the time, Frank, I call, I listen to your show. But I don't want to call in and talk in front of all these people. Well, it's just you and me. It's just like you call me on the cell phone and we're talking. That's how it is. And that's what I want to do. I want to talk to you about what we're talking about. I know all my shows don't interest you. All my shows, I guess, don't really interest anybody but me. I mean, not all of them. I mean, y'all don't like 100% of my shows, do you? No. So, you know, you don't listen every day that I have a show, do you? No. But a lot of people do, you know. And but like I said, you know, it's not like talking in front of a lot of people. It's just that you're calling in and asking a question or giving your opinion. That's what I want, your opinion. And I don't ever try to embarrass anyone or anything like that. That's not my style. I just want to get this thing. I just want to engage everybody. Everybody, all the time. 818-301-5834. I've been talking a long time and getting a little parched here. But anyway, you know, as far as the tattoos go and how do you perceive the visible tattoos, I don't really care about people who have tattoos. I'm not saying care about them. I'm just saying care that they have tattoos. I don't care. It can be either way to me. I don't have any tattoos. That's just not been something that I wanted, you know. I didn't grow up in this era. So tattoos are okay with me. I don't mind people having tattoos, and you see them, so you know they have them. They visible. They have them on their hands and arms and all over. But I'm just saying that sometimes tattoos can be a negative towards you when you don't even want to push that out there. You're not even that type of person that someone may think you are. Y'all with me? Someone may see your tattoo and think you're tough. They want to try you just because of that tattoo. You know, I'm not saying I don't want that to happen to anybody. But those are some things that make negative of tattoos. Okay? And people have them in all kinds of places, right? People have them everywhere, all over their bodies. You know, I think I've heard of someone having 35 tattoos all over their body, everywhere. And then sometimes it'll keep you getting a job that you're probably qualified for. I mean, you apply for it, so you think you're qualified for it, right? And then I heard that you go down to certain places to work when they have a job fair or something, and, you know, you're standing in line trying to get in the job fair, and there's someone, a representative, walking through the line looking to see if there are tattoos, visible tattoos, in the line. People that are standing in line waiting to apply for a job at a job fair. So they come through and find out, see who's got visible tattoos. And if you have visible tattoos, they pull you out of line and send you home and say, you're not someone that we're looking for. You're like, why? What's up with that? How they know? I'm just another body out here. Well, tattoos, sir. That'll keep you from getting a job that you may want. Okay? They look for that. This Facebook stuff, you guys just, please. Yeah, I got to do a show about Facebook one day because I got some funny stuff. But, guys, please, you know, people don't really want to know your every move. Some people just live on Facebook. They're on there all the time, and they're posting all the time. Get ready to watch Scandal tonight. We at home, we eat some shrimp and bacon, some chicken. Whatever. All over Facebook. And then there are people out there that put crazy stuff, cursing like crazy on Facebook, posting all kinds of stuff on Facebook. There you're applying for a job, and maybe that company wants to know if you have a Facebook page. So they go and put your search for your name. It'll show. Okay? And they'll find out what you've been saying on Facebook. And that may keep you from getting a job. Y'all with me? So, guys, hey, just if you're thinking about getting a tattoo, think about it longer than you have. Okay? And you may decide not to get it.
Let's go.
Take care, guys. Join me tomorrow. Same place, same time. Right here. Frank Williams Show. See ya.
The name is Charlie.
Okay.